Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, it's Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. I'm here at the Palo Alto Coverley Center with Mark Rotblat, who's going to be giving a speech in a few minutes, and he's VP of Sales and Marketing for TubeMogul. And TubeMogul is a free service that provides a single point of uploading video to video sharing sites and then provides really impressive analytics. So Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great. So what is TubeMogul all about?
Well, TubeMogul is a web video distribution and analytics company. And what that means is for those that are distributing videos to multiple sharing sites like YouTube and Yahoo and MySpace, it's a real problem to get that up to each video site. It takes a long time. And then after you do so, it's even harder to get your viewership information to know how that video is performing across sites.
So how does it work?
So the way it works is you have a video file, you have already created profiles on the other sites, so you have your usernames and passwords already for those other sites. You have your video file, you upload it to TubeMogul, just check the boxes of the sites that you want to distribute your video to, put your username and password in and the metadata of the video, and then send it out. And it's just a one-step upload. And then from there, we start pulling your views, comments, and ratings from across all those sites, and then have an aggregated dashboard with charts and export to Excel and all types of information so that you can see how well your video is performing and how it's performing on different sites.
So everyone's talking about it, and I'm not just because you're on the show. I mean, I've talked to so many people who think it's an awesome service now. So I don't get it. How do you provide it for free? I mean, what's the business model?
Well, the business model is it's freemium. We've got a free product, and then we're charging for our premium services, which have more data, richer data, more usage, so you can upload more videos per month, and also the ability to manage multiple clients or multiple series or shows. And part of the reasoning behind this is an early industry, and people are looking at using this as a means to make money, but maybe don't have the opportunity to do so yet. Well, we want people to start with us, and we want to prove that we have a valuable service that if they are then in the position where they're making money from this, that, you know, we've got their business already.
So is it venture funded?
It is venture funded. Yes, we took a small Series A in January, and previous to that, we had some angel funding.
Okay, so who's using it as far as you know? I mean, kind of give me some sense of the customers that have already started using it.
Sure. Well, we have over 25,000 video creators using us at this point, and it's a wide range. It's basically anyone who cares about gaining an audience, anybody who cares about gaining an audience and is doing so by a super distribution strategy. So they've already decided that they want to put their video where people are watching it rather than just have it on their own site. And so once they've made that decision, then they figure out how difficult it actually is to get that video to those sites. Who's using us? We've got as large as CBS Interactive and some large media companies, studios for trailers and other video content. We've got agencies managing the largest brands. We've got other digital marketers, and we've got new media production companies that are producing episodic content, like Michael Eisner's company, Tornante. They have a couple shows. There's Next New Networks. They have over 20 shows in their stable of episodic series at this point, and there is a growing list of those.
So who are some of the sites you're working with on the video?
Well, we're working with 14 sites now, and we're growing at 1 to 2 per month. It's all the usual suspects, and then probably some others you haven't heard. So YouTube, Yahoo, Meta Cafe, Vio, and then some ones that are really well liked by those filmmakers and episodic content like Vidler and Blip and Crackle, and some new ones like Howcast and Sklipo that are how-to video sites. We grow these sites through partnerships, as we have relationships with all the sites we work with, and we have integrations and APIs and data feeds to make sure that it's a smooth process.
So what's really the benefit to going to all these sites?
When we first started, we noticed and talked to our users that had maybe just had, they had a YouTube page and a MySpace page, and they didn't know about necessarily all these sites. And what they found was that sometimes their content was getting picked up, and there would be a much larger audience on a site that they hadn't even thought of before. And really, it depends on the content. Sometimes it depends on luck, whether or not the people that are in charge of curating the content pick up on it and feature it. But each of these sites is a different community, and if you're getting your videos out to that community, you may be surprised at finding out where your audience really is, and then you can interact with them and build that from the ground up.
So what about audio podcasts? You know, it's funny, I saw this piece on YouTube that said it was also audio, and I knew it wasn't, and yet, you know, you were saying earlier before the interview that people are sort of using it kind of like audio, so explain that.
Yeah, there are many people that take their audio expertise, and they're starting to do things like screencasts, and they may just have a PowerPoint presentation and they overlay the audio, or they're using some software tools to capture their screen and show what they're looking at, or it's just video blogging where they have a camera in front of them and they're just capturing their face, and then they might use some software to put some things in the background. But it's something that people can really grow with in different ways by doing either the screencast or just having their own picture and then getting into some of the software that isn't that difficult to use.
Great. Well, thank you, Mark, for joining me on Marketing Voices.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining me in Marketing Voices. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.